Well, the Wellington City Council is being criticised for slapping a weekly rent of $580 on new apartments that are meant to be affordable for essential workers. Unused office space in Wellington is being converted into the two-bedroom apartments by the Wellington City Council and the property developer, the Wellington Company. Renters United say the high rent reflects the ridiculous housing situation in Wellington. Councillor Fleur Fitzsimons is with us. Morena.
Good morning.
Why have you settled on $580 as the weekly rent?
Well, that hasn't actually been confirmed yet, but the whole point of these apartments is to provide people paid less than $85,000 or couples or families paid less than $130,000 who don't own their own home some affordable and stable rental accommodation. It was never meant to be cheap, but we have done an assessment based on what's called the Wellington Housing Affordability Model, which is a model developed by the council and peer-reviewed by economists.
Okay.
That looks at what is affordable. So they're not cheap, but we are confident they will be affordable for those key workers who desperately need rental accommodation.
When you say it's affordable, though, if it was someone, even with the upper limit of salary, you're getting on for half the amount of money they earn going on their rent. Is that affordable?
That would be for a two-bedroom, the 580 figure, though, as I say, that is not yet confirmed. But look, we're confident that looking at what people earn, their expenses and different household compositions, that these will be affordable and in demand, and that we will have no trouble attracting tenants. And the other thing to remember about these are they provide long-term and secure and stable accommodation. Mm. We're not interested in making a profit, so any increases won't
but
be
this,
driven by the market.
They this is just a market rent, though.
The cost the council faces.
This is just a market rent. It's not an affordable rent, it's just the market rate.
No, it's not. I wouldn't accept that it's the market rate.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've had a look on TradeMe. I've had a look on TradeMe this morning. $560 a week gets you a two-bedroom apartment on Courtney Place. $495 gets you a two-bedroom either in Thorndon or Brooklyn. $420, you can get a place in Mount Vic. They're actually above the market rate of what the going market rent is.
Yeah, that's not what our assessment has told us.
That's the front page of TradeMe this morning.
and I guess, if it works out that people aren't interested in them, that will be a bad sign. But we have got real confidence that key workers are looking for affordable and stable rental accommodation at around the levels we're suggesting. And as I say, we've got a model that takes into account household income, living costs, and looks at what income is left for housing. And that model will be used to determine the rates, the rents that are set for different housing.
Whereabouts are these rentals and what sort of facilities do they have?
They're in Willis Street, and they're a combination of one, two and three bedroom apartments. They will include free Wi-Fi, a whiteware, like a fridge and a washing machine, a dishwasher. Rubbish disposal will also be included in the weekly rental fee, and there's some bike storage too.
And how much money has the council put in?
So these are rates neutral, so there hasn't been an investment from the council, and that's... It's really a partnership between the property owner and the council, whereby the council really is in charge of managing the individual tenancies. And this is attractive to building owners because they have guaranteed income over the term of the lease. So there hasn't been any rates funding.
That was
never the intention of the model.
Does that mean then that all of the profit of this goes to the Wellington Company?
No, it's not driven for a profit. Like, it's just driven to cover the costs of the council leasing the whole building and managing the tenancies.
But how much money is the Wellington Company put into converting them?
The Wellington, I'm not sure about the specific details of the commercial arrangements. But
all right, but hang on a minute. So $580 is paid, say, every week by a tenant. Where does that money go?
That money will come to the council and help us recoup the costs from leasing the whole building, but the building owner is responsible for other costs like the maintenance, the rates and the insurance.
And how much of that, say, $580, does the council keep?
None at all. We will have a small administration fee, but because the council has a large portfolio of social housing, we do already have staff who are experienced in managing tenancies. So really, this is not meant to be a profit for the council. It's really meant to be about finding a win-win.
So does that then mean that pretty much all the money goes to the Wellington company if you're not going to keep it?
Well, the point of the partnership is that they do get paid for us leasing their entire building, but we're really confident that there won't be any ratepayer investment. That's the whole point of the model, and that we will be able to provide people with that stable and secure tenancy and not have to face market increases as many renters in Wellington do every year.
Thanks very much for your time, Councillor Fleur Fitzsimons there from Wellington City Council.